Good morning, it's Jeremy Dees here, certified financial planner and registered life planner with my money manifesto for Monday the 11th of August 2014. And as it's almost in the middle of August and many investors and market makers have probably closed their short positions by now and taken to the beach or wherever, here's just a very short resume of the global financial situation. Let's have a quick look at the markets in July. Japan was up 1%, the Far East was up 2%. The rest of the world, Europe, UK, UK and US, were all down around 2%. Oil dropped dramatically by about 7% and gold is down about 3%. Across the US, the key news item last month was the rebound in the second quarter with GDP growth coming in at an estimated 4% annualized rate. However, this has once again added to fears that the Fed's going to bring forward the end of its loose monetary policy. And this has been a constant theme for many years now, well, it seems like it anyway. And whether it will have a huge impact or not is debatable. I suspect probably not. It's more in the worries than the actuality, I think, that's having an impact on markets. In the US, consumer confidence and corporate earnings in July were positive, although those were offset by weaker home sales. Across in Europe and the UK, purchasing managers' indices in Europe were little changed in July. However, the UK saw a small reversal, although with the US it still ranks as the country with the highest rate of manufacturing expansion. Generally, GDP growth is still weak in Europe, and there are concerns that German manufacturing is slowing again. Across in the Far East in Japan, a steady fall in unemployment came to a halt in June, and household spending and retail sales, which have been quietly rising, have gone back into reverse, leading investors to once again question the efficacy of the country's Three Arrows reform program, Abenomics as it's known. So what's the bottom line? The steady rise in stock markets, which we've seen since March, has, I think not unsurprisingly, come to a temporary halt, and reasons are not hard to find. First of all, you've got geopolitical concerns in the Ukraine and the Middle East. You've got financial concerns relating to the Argentine default and banking worries in Portugal, along with the impact in Western Europe of sanctions against Russia, of course. You've got policy concerns as the Fed gets close to raising interest rates, and you've got valuation concerns that the economic growth, whilst recovering, is still not robust enough to warrant current equity valuations, especially in the US and the UK. Still, having said that, economic growth continues in many parts of the world and should continue to underpin equity markets. However, key barriers such as 2,000 on the S&P 500 in the US and 7,000 on the FTSE have not yet been breached, and many investors had expected that by now. And I think this reflects the balance of risks and opportunities in the global economy at the moment. So in financial planning terms, it still remains really important to have the correct asset allocation to ensure you always have the right money in the right place at the right time and to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio protected against the macroeconomic risks around at the moment. That's it. I'll be back at the beginning of September and we'll have a look at the outlook for global markets and economies in the last part of the year. Until then, take care and go well.